We're going to Beirut next, where thousands of people are packing up to go home after a US and French brokered ceasefire ended months of war between Israel and Hezbollah, which saw over 3,500 people killed and a million more displaced. Alyssa Hasrouni is Gold's Emergency Programs Director, and she joins us now from Beirut. Alyssa, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. Alyssa, can you hear us?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. How are you?
What's the mood in the Lebanese capital now?
The situation in Beirut and other areas after the ceasefire announcement yesterday is changing rapidly. Of course, there's a cautiously positive, while the announcement of a ceasefire has provided, some hope for stability. But the situation, of course, is still fragile. 1.4 million individuals have spent weeks and months away from their homes. So yesterday, we have seen a lot of people returning to their villages and to their lands in the south.
And tell us more about the people trying to get back to their homes, because for many of them, there won't be homes to go back to.
Correct. So the scene yesterday was very emotional, and it was a mixture, of hope, resilience, and uncertainty at the same time, because a lot of people have unfortunately lost their houses. But at the same time, these people are very resilient, and they were looking back to go back to their villages despite the risk. So of course the challenges are there, but there's a deep emotional attachment to their lands and homes, so they want to go back despite everything.
And this is despite, too, a warning from Israeli troops that they were going to impose a curfew on people moving.
Yeah, and that's correct. So the threat is still there. Ongoing military presence and border tensions are still there. There is uncertainty about this ceasefire. There are concerns that the ceasefire could be violated, by either side. So we are there monitoring the situation and hoping that this would last so people can regain some sense of normalcy and go back to rebuild their lives.
Alyssa, in your own case, have you had family members who've also been moving to see if their homes are okay?
Yeah. So I'm from the south. My family got also displaced in September. They returned yesterday to the village, which is really at the border. Luckily, our house is still there, but unfortunately, a lot of families, relatives, and friends have completely, lost their houses. And in Lebanon, the report saying that there are more than 100,000 housing units that got severely damaged or completely destroyed. And this will take a lot of time, and we need a lot of support from the international community to support people, to rebuild their houses and their villages. That's the current situation.
How are GOAL helping?
So GOAL, among many organizations in Lebanon and local actors, we continue to provide emergency relief through our partners in Lebanon, Amal Association and NABA, by providing food, shelter support, hygiene items, and medical care to the displaced people. And of course, now we will also look at those border villages to see how we can further support and keep providing this core relief support to these people.
So for people who are returning and their homes are gone, what do they do? Where do they go? Where are they going to stay?
Yeah, of course, there will be some communal support from the people around. Now people are, staying at relatives' houses. Some schools, some public schools and community centers are opening its door to host the people who have lost their homes. The houses who did not get, completely damaged, we will support, and organizations will support along with the UN and the government to rebuild these houses and to support those people to come back to their normal life as soon as possible. But of course, this will take time. It won't happen overnight. So there will be, struggle, and people will still face challenges. But hopefully we will go back and stand on our feet as soon as possible.
Do people in Beirut believe, do you, that that's it? that this war is over now?
Of course, there's a lot of uncertainty due to the current situation about the long-term stability of the ceasefire. So we hope that the ceasefire won't be violated by either side. We know that the international community, and there's a big lobby that's happening for this fire, ceasefire to last. So we really hope that all the efforts will be combined and put together. So it will hold, and people can return to their lives.
Alyssa, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That's Alyssa Hasrouni, Gold's Emergency Programs Director, speaking to us from Beirut this morning.